Well, we're talking about three kinds of faith to live by. The first involved a grace to stand in. The second involved an anointing to move in. Number three, this is brilliant, a salvation to work out. Now, this is the most interesting part, and in the explanation of this point, third point, you'll see why it can't come first. But if you've never stood in any grace in a situation, if you've never moved in an anointing from the Holy Ghost, there's nowhere in the world you can work anything out. You won't work it out. Here's a question. How do some people keep coming up with the right conclusions and some people keep coming to the wrong conclusions? I mean, to where it just tires you to listen to them. How many times have I spoken to some folks? I'm unable to number. How many times I've listened to their twaddle and said, you got it wrong again. Not for months, for years. Do you know why they can't work it out? Well, there isn't much going on inside that they recognize as God. Now, that's a $10 statement. There isn't much they recognize as God because they are God. You know, you can try to live your Christian life and be the God in your life. You know, you can say Jesus is Lord as long as he's Lord in an invisible church, and I'm an invisible church member. But I've got news for you. Paul said, I kept the faith, and he said, all who do that can expect a crown. Now, are you keeping the faith? When stuff happens in your life, do you use your faith and find a grace to stand in? An anointing to move in and a salvation to work out? I want to read from Philippians. We're going to do Philippians 2, 12 through 16. I want you to see something about working out this salvation. Now, you already know this is not talking about being born again. It's talking about saving your life. And by the way, the call of God on your life is inseparable from saving your life. Because this is going to be rich now. God saves your life in a certain direction by putting things in you that you work out. But did you hear that $10 statement? God saves your life by putting things in you that if you'll work out, will not just save your life, but take you towards the will of God. That's a brilliant thing. Now in Philippians chapter 2, and excuse the rain noise if you're wondering what that noise is on the tape. It's pouring with rain here, but it's dry on the inside, and by the grace of God, it's pouring with the Holy Spirit. Philippians 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's interesting, so many Christians haven't given God any pleasure in their lives for years. The only pleasure is the pleasure they derive from selfish living. There's a faith to exercise that involves working out what God's worked in you. And God works in you through many ways. Circumstances, situations. I mean, I just can't list them. There are too many. God puts things inside you. And he puts things inside you without you knowing. And he puts things inside you that you don't recognize till he wants you to. Then all of a sudden he puts you in a place, in a situation, with a group of people, whatever the case, and he requires you to work out in your life what he put in you. I've heard too many great men of God say everything you need to know about the will of God's on the inside of you right now before you start. And I'm going to say it to you again right now. Everything you need to know about the will of God is in you already. All you're going to work it out is in fear. Too many folks try to work it out in presumption and in emotion. Not enough fear attached to this thing. What kind of fear are we talking about? Phobia, as in a spider? Not that kind of fear. but as in, oh my God, this is an awesome thing. God has put some things inside you, and he wants you to get heart attack serious about working them out. Too many folks are casual about the call of God. Too many folks are easygoing about their destinies. Too many people don't take soberly the fact that God every day is working something in you. And there are too many folks who agree God's working something in them, but they don't put themselves under the right pressure to work it out soberly.